Former head of the Cincinnati Red Cross, Gary Miller, was at a church meeting when he got the call concertgoers were hurt.
We didn't know what we had. Dr. Storr from UC thought it may have been another CO problem like happened in Indianapolis.
Standing just yards away from a new memorial, Miller remembered it was much worse. By the time he got on the scene, the 11 bodies had been moved inside. Casey Ladd's mother was one of them. He was two at the time.
Yeah, it tortured me. You know, growing up without a mother, and, you know, just a senseless, you know, I thought it was a senseless death. You know, it could have been prevented.
But former Inquirer pop critic Cliff Radel says Teva Ladd's death was not senseless. He says the tragedy prompted changes in crowd control and seating.
And how to go to an event, enjoy yourself, and come home.
The memorial marker on the plaza level between the U.S. Bank Arena and the ballpark lists the names of the 11 victims. It will be dedicated at 7 o'clock tonight. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.